Types of bombs. Types of bills of material, bombs, include single-level and multi-level bombs. Phantom bills are also addressed here. Note that additional types include planning bombs, common parts bombs, modular bombs, and super bombs, but these are addressed as part of master scheduling. Single-level bombs. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a single-level bill of material as a display of components that are directly used in a parent item. It shows only the relationships one level down. A single-level bill of material will contain only a parent and its immediate children or components. A series of single-level bills will need to be stored in the system to fully define a product. Exhibit 4-55 shows a single-level bill for the standard doors produced for product family A for our commercial door manufacturer. Exhibit 4-55, single-level bomb for part 202. Note the final item, clear silicone caulk. It is measured in meters with the assumption that the caulk gun has a consistent size bead and consumption can be measured or approximated using linear meters. In other cases, the quantity might be left blank if it is not possible to measure standard quantities accurately. This part would then need to be charged as overhead. Exhibit 4-56 shows the same bomb in product tree format. Exhibit 4-56. Single-level bomb for part 202 in product tree format. In the same way that this single-level bomb was created to break down the materials that are needed to produce the double door, each other component in a top-level bill would have its own single-level bill, unless it is a purchase part, and the components of each of these bills would have their own single-level bills as needed. This would continue down until all the final children are purchased components or raw materials, after which point no bills will be needed at this organization. The suppliers will have bills for the things they manufacture. Single-level bills store the information for each component in only one place for use in multiple products. The bills can be built into various multi-level bombs, and these will just point to the various single-level bills. If our door manufacturer uses the same door for an in-stock single-door model, for example, the in-stock single product would have its own bill with a unique part number, and this bill would specify a frame for a single door, but it might use many or most of the other parts, and those part bills would not need to be recreated or have a different part number. Storing bill of material data in only one place reduces both the number of total records and the total storage space. It also simplifies file maintenance, since only one record needs to or can be changed, and no duplicate but conflicting bombs can exist. Multi-level bombs, including indented and summarized bills. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines multi-level, indented, and summarized bills as follows. Multi-level bill of material. A display of all the components directly or indirectly used in a parent, together with the quantity required of each component. If a component is a subassembly, blend, intermediate, etc., all its components and all their components also will be exhibited, down to purchase parts and raw materials. Indented bill of material, a form of multi-level bill of material. It exhibits the highest level parents closest to the left margin, and all the components going into these parents are shown indented toward the right. All subsequent levels of components are indented farther to the right. If a component is used in more than one parent within a given product structure, it will appear more than once under every subassembly in which it is used. Summarized bill of material, a form of multi-level bill of material that lists all the parts and their quantities required in a given product structure. Unlike the indented bill of material, it does not list the levels of manufacture and lists a component only once for the total quantity used. A multi-level bill of material usually contains more than two levels of parent-child hierarchies, although this is really just a way of viewing the information since the data are very likely still stored as a series of single-level bills that have been strung together. Alternatively, a multi-level bill might be a series of single-level bills that are all on the same hierarchy level. Stringing the appropriate single-level bills together shows a single product's logical structure. The components and their subcomponents are grouped in the logical order in which they need to be assembled, from the bottom up. If a product were assembled all in one operation at a single work center, then a single-level bill of material would be more appropriate because it would eliminate unnecessary administrative steps and better depict how the product is actually produced. Therefore, the multiple levels generally are used to help break down what is needed for each operation. By convention, a multi-level bill of material is not complete until the final branches in each hierarchy end with purchased components or raw materials. Exhibit 4-57 shows a multi-level bill for a set of double doors in which the door structure is shown at level 2 and the components of a vandal-proof glass pane are shown at level 3. Exhibit 4-57, multi-level bill of material in product tree format. The dotted lines below several of the boxes indicate that there would be much more to this tree if everything were displayed. Note that some part numbers might be purchased components at any given level. In this case, the molding, caulk, glass, and both types of polycarbonate have no children, and so have no dotted lines below them. Parts with no children will be purchased parts. One way to display a multi-level bill of material is as an indented bill. In an indented bomb, indentations show when you are moving down a level, and the components can be shown immediately below their parent. Exhibit 4-58 shows the same multi-level bill of material in an indented format. Exhibit 4-58, multi-level bill of material in indented bill format. An indented bill is often expandable and collapsible in the planning software. The software might use plus signs or, as shown here, triangles pointed upward to indicate when line items can be expanded further by clicking the icon. When a part is already expanded, the software might use minus signs or, as shown here, triangles pointed to the right. When no icon is present, there are no children below the item, and it is thus a purchase part. When you are able to drill down to the details as desired or collapse up to a summary view, you can view the bill at the right level of detail for a given task or audience. Multi-level bills may be useful when planners want to see a product and its subcomponents at a big picture level or at various levels of detail. This might help when working to understand the logic of how the product is made. Phantom bombs. A phantom bill of material is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. A bill of material coding and structural technique used primarily for transient, non-stocked subassemblies. For the transient item, lead time is set to zero and the order quantity to lot for lot. A phantom bill of material represents an item that is physically built but rarely stocked before being used in the next step or level of manufacturing. This permits material requirements planning MRP logic to drive requirements straight through the phantom item to its components, although the MRP system usually retains its ability to net against any occasional inventories of the item. Phantom bombs are used to simplify complex production orders by reducing the number of levels in the bomb. A phantom subassembly is not stocked because it does not exist as an actual component. It may be only a drawing of different parts that will be used at a higher assembly level. The MRP system ignores the phantom bomb and looks directly at the parts listed as children. For example, the bomb for a door may include a phantom bomb for a door closer if it can be assembled with a regular or a heavy-duty hydraulic piston. The closer is not actually ordered, but the components for the closer are ordered. When the door is assembled, the closer will be assembled as well.